The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is sponsored by King's Chapel Altar of Prayer.
You are about to hear the following inspirational message as delivered by God's servant, Mother V.A. Hamilton. Please listen carefully, and at the end of the program, the announcer will give you our address. Thank you, and may God bless you.
We thank you for your holiness. We thank you. By your holiness, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your holiness. Jesus, we worship thee. My. Yeah. We thank you for your holiness. This morning, we thank you for your holiness. We worship you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Go to Psalms 144. Thank God. Now, I want you to see here, praise God, the Lord has given us his word. Hallelujah. And in his word, amen, it's where he wants us to praise him. Amen. So now, praise God, when we come before the throne of grace, amen, praising the Lord, magnifying the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, he's given a scripture. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Now, that should be easy, amen, for us to remember, because Psalms 86, amen, starts off with that. Amen. Bow down thy ear to me. Deliver me what? Amen. Speedily be thou my what? Strong rock. Come on now. Amen. For an house of defense to save me. Now, let's say it. Thank you for saving me, Lord. Come on. Thank you for saving me, Lord. All right. Now, I'm going to give you a scripture, Psalms 144. Amen. I'm just going to read Psalms 144, 1 and 2. Amen. And I'm just going to share this with you tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But I want you, for Bible reading, amen, to read to verse 15. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is good for you tonight. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Again, that's Psalms 144, 1 through 15, but I'm just going to read verse 1 and 2. Now, hallelujah. What I'm teaching tonight is to war praise. Amen. War praise. Now, it is so important that the praise, you understand, is in the Word of God. When you need something, talking about the armor, put on the whole armor of God. The Word of God tells us, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provisions, am I correct, for the flesh. Now, that's the armor, the Lord Jesus Christ. So now it's time for us to understand that we need to try to learn at least 1 to 2 verses of scripture each week. Amen? Amen? All right. Now, God gives us a beautiful lesson, and we say, oh, the Lord, I thank God that was good. All right. Look in that chapter or look in those verses and find out, praise God, what you can utilize, amen, for your standing. Mine was last week, let God arise, hallelujah, and let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Hallelujah, bless God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, tonight is Psalms 144, 1 and 2, where it says, blessed be the Lord, my strength. Let's say the Word of God, operates my strength. Now, this is what you're going to have to do. Apply yourself now. Amen. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put ye on the Word of God. All right. Now, listen. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to. Glory to God. And my fingers to what? All right. Come on. Hallelujah. Verse 2 says, my goodness and my fortress. That's what he is to you. Come on. Give him praise for being your goodness, your fortress, your high tower, your deliverer, your shield. Come on. And he in whom I trust. Who subdue my people, what? Give the Lord some praise. Thank you, Lord. You are my strength. Come on. The Word and the Spirit of God. Now, dear hearts, the Word of God come to place faith in your hearts. Apply it. Apply it. What was the sermon Sunday? Altar service. Mm-hmm. What did he say? Altar service. Okay, now what am I telling you tonight? It's time to war with praise in the Word of God. Hallelujah. You need a strong house of defense. Come on now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You need that strong rock. Hallelujah. Which is your house of defense. Amen. Amen. That protection. Let's say my goodness.
My goodness.
What else? My fortress. Come on, what else?
My high tower.
My high tower. What else?
My deliverer.
My deliverer. What else?
My shield.
Now he is my goodness. Church. My fortress. Huh? Well, then you need to give him some praise for that. That's what you need to do. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, blessed be the Lord, my strength.
Hallelujah.
Which teaches my hands to war. Come on. And my fingers to what?
Fight.
Now, dear hearts, blessed be the Lord, my strength. Come on. Come on. Dear hearts. Dear hearts, the Lord teaches our hands to war. Mm-hmm. And our fingers to fight. Now, all done through and by the Lord. I'm led tonight to exalt victory. Go to Psalms 18. Psalms 18. Go to verse 28. Come on, I want you to believe the word here today. Go back to the word. Hallelujah. Tomorrow night, oh, there's no church. That don't mean put your Bible down. That don't mean don't find something to pray in the word of God with. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. We got to stand now, church. Verse 18, chapter Psalms 18. Glory be to God. Verse 28, and I'm going to read down to verse 39. It says, for thou wilt light my candle. Come on. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Is that good or not? Is that worth praising God for? Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, come on. Come on. Hallelujah. He's going to teach your hands to war and your fingers to fight. For by thee I have run through a troop. And by my God have I leaped over a wall. Come on. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all, ooh, Jesus, those that trust in him, those that pick up their Bibles and read it and thank God for the word of God. Come on, church. You can say you trust God all you want to. You ain't got no time for him. Well, when you get in trouble, you won't see no time. Hallelujah. That he have to work for you. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Verse 31 said, for God, for who is God? Save the Lord. Or who is a rock? There we go again. Save our God. It is God that girdeth me. Come on. With strength and make it my way. Woo! Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Make it my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hind feet and setteth me upon my high places. Come on. He teaches my hands to what, church? He teaches my hands to what, church? There you see it again. Whew. He teaches my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Oh, that's the power that's in the word of God. Make yourself useful. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. You have to fight the word. You have to fight the enemy with the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thou have also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Come on, I want everybody to apply themselves in the word of God every day. And you say, well, I don't have my Bible. Well, you got that phone. Amen. You should have the Bible on your phone. Yeah. All right. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Well, take that Bible. If you get in the bed, oh, I didn't get it. Well, get that phone. Hallelujah. And connect it with your mind. Yeah. Come on, church. Yeah. It's time to get ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thou have enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. Verse 37 says, I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. Come on, church. Now listen at verse 39. Repeat after me. For thou have girded me with strength
unto the battle.
Thou have subdued
under me
those that rose up against me. Now give God some praise in here. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I said, I'm coming today to exalt victory. Now, victory is in the word of God. Now, I want you to understand, we're fighting the devil in our minds right now. And some of them may be fighting him, amen, with other people. But I want you to understand what's going on is the hour of judgment is taking place. Amen. And what it is, praise God, the enemy comes to persecute you for righteousness' sake. Now in prayer, I want to exalt you. Amen. I want to exalt you. Jesus will strengthen you. Jesus will strengthen you. You get this word and read it and pray in it. I declare unto you, you will be strengthened. And you can go back and report victory. Philippians 4:13. What does it say? Now, dear hearts, it's according to our faith. It's according to the word that we have in our hearts. The Bible say faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So if you don't have the word of God in your spirit, how can you hear it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say thank you for strength, Lord. Now thank you for the word of God. Come on, thank you for the word of God. We got to be knowledgeable now. Hey, glory be to God. We have to be knowledgeable of the word of God. Let's say, awaken me, Lord. Awaken me. Inspire me to read my Bible. You know, when you get a good book, I don't know about you, and I don't know what you like to read, but oh, there's a book for everybody that want to read something. Am I right in here? All right, now I want you to understand this is the good book here. This is the good book. How many want strength? How many want strength? Oh, strength helps you to war praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the reason we have Psalms 56 and 10. In God, in the spirit. See, hallelujah. You got the desire in the spirit. Will I praise his word in the Lord? Will I praise what? His word. Now look at this. In God have I put my trust. There you see. Amen. Come on, you all. Come on. Hallelujah. And we don't have to have somebody to read the word of God with us. We just need this personal time with God all by ourselves. Hallelujah. Because when you get in trouble, come on, somebody, most of the time you are by yourself. Can we say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Can we say hallelujah? Hallelujah. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Now, dear hearts, I told you tonight, amen, about Cain and Abel. But I want you to understand now it's your responsibility and my responsibility, amen, to go before the throne every day, making special time to be strengthened. You have a purpose. That's the reason you have 1 Peter 5 and 10. Go there and read it for me. And I'm just about through with you. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. And this is the way God wanted to bring this tonight. Amen. It's the word of God that wars praise. You can't do it on your own. If you notice, praise God, a lot of prayers God have answered for us. But the Lord said, now we're getting ready to fight the big devils. Come on, somebody. And it's going to take the word of God, amen, to defeat the enemy. Amen. 1 Peter 5 and 10, what it says.
But the God of all grace.
But the God of, let's say strength.
Strength.
All right. But the God of all grace, what? Give the Lord a hand praise. Give the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He has called us unto his eternal glory. What?
By Christ Jesus.
By Christ Jesus. What else?
After that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Establish, strengthen, set on you.
Woo, is that good enough for you?
Yeah.
Is that good enough for you? amen, what you're going through. The Lord want to make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, and what? Settle you. Give the Lord a hand praise on that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, dear heart, verse 1 again, and hold on to that scripture, because he called you to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. And I want you to see Psalms 144, verse 1, say, blessed be the Lord, my strength. That's what I want you to walk out of here with. Amen. God give us the word for our strength, for our strength. And when I give a scripture out on Sunday, especially if I said the Lord says he want us to pray on this, or the Lord says he want us to come back to this, don't be a forgetful hearer. And don't sit there and just listen to it and don't write it down. Do you love him? Do you love him? Do you love him? All right, then we have to understand, when God gives us the word, he gives us the word, praise be unto God, so we can learn how to war and fight. So he's saying, now I want you to focus your strength now. Hallelujah. Your strength is in the Lord. What? The word. In the God of Israel. We are chosen now to war in praise against enemy attacks of our souls. Hallelujah. Oh, you're feeling down? See, that's what the enemy come to do. To attack your soul. That's where your emotions come from. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But Lord, don't let me fail. Hallelujah. Come on. Lord, don't let me fail. Lord, don't let me be ashamed. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want that praise to come forth regardless of how I feel. Well, the only way that can happen, I'm going to have to get in this word and praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You say, well, how do my fingers fight? Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, all you people. Clap your hands, all you people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Shout unto God. Hallelujah. With the voice of triumph. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So as I leave you here tonight, amen, war praise with your hands and in the word. Stand firm in your praise. We give up too easy. We give up too easy. I say clap your hands. We're getting ready to fight the enemy. Where's your hands? What's wrong with your hands? Are you tired? Come on, we worry. Praise. We worry. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, come on. Bring the Spirit in. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo! Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Lord. Oh, bless you, Lord. Oh, bless you, Lord. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, dear hearts, tonight, that's what the Lord gave me to bring to you. And I didn't know how this was going to take place. But he said, now, I want you to stand firm in the praise of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. And I want you to see this here today. Amen. God has a blessing for you. As I shared with them on today. Hallelujah. We're only receiving what we give out. Hallelujah. But God has more for you. If you had more for him, you would see abundance begin to work for you. Glory be to God. But you only have a little bit to give. Hallelujah. You just surviving. But God says, I'm ready to bring you up a little higher. Will you give me a little bit more? Will you just give me a little bit more? Glory be to God. Will you give me some of your time? Will you worship me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless your people tonight, Lord. Bless your people in the name of Jesus. To come forth, oh God, with the praise. Oh God, from the bottom of our heart to the depths of our soul. My God, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you right now, Lord, for allowing us to see you are worthy of more. You are worthy of more. You are worthy of more.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I thank God.
Dear friend, remember, prayer is available for you every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Come and witness the miracles that God is manifesting at King's Chapel Altar of Prayer. We also have prayer on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m., and our Sunday worship service begins at 11:30 a.m. Come looking for your miracle. King's Chapel is located at 1637 West Fillmore Street here in Phoenix, located east of 19th Avenue and just north of Van Buren. We look forward to having you come and join us in prayer and worship. If tonight's message has touched you and you need prayer right now, please call 602-257-1174 and we will pray for you. If you are ill and afflicted, homebound, unable to attend church, and would like prayer in your home, please call 602-257-1174 and our prayer warriors will come to your home and pray for you. Again, that number is 602-257-1174. This program was sponsored by King's Chapel Altar of Prayer. To hear this program again, go to FamilyValuesRadio1010.com and click on the podcast page and find this program and many others right there on FamilyValuesRadio1010.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.